Welcome back to the Less Doing Podcast. I'm your host, Ari Mizell. And today I want to talk about the next step on the road to replaceability. Less Doing is and has always been an incubator for innovation. We experiment with productivity at a rate and speed that would cause enormous discomfort to less agile teams. But I like it like that, because when we hit upon a tactic that increases your ability to get out of your own way, it's like discovering emeralds in Minecraft. Can you tell my kids are on summer vacation? We found one such thing recently, and I'm really psyched to share it with you. This is a big announcement for us, and I couldn't be more excited. Many people in our leaders program want to get further, faster. That's a given. They want full immersion and actionable steps, and they want their teams to buy into and implement our productivity framework seamlessly. They want to know the focus, flexibility, and freedom that I enjoy every day as a founder. But there's a roadblock. It's not desire, it's not lack of curiosity, it's really not a deficit of any kind. It's the travel. Yeah, the mind-numbing slog through TSA, the pre-flight chaos of organizing home life and personal responsibilities, that lagging feeling you get when you get back from a trip, that incessant feeling that at some point in the endless back and forth, you're going to be disappointing someone, and worse, you're missing out on the little things, which make up the big things. And then, of course, there's that charger that you left somewhere. We want you to stop. Stop going to events that you don't have to. Stop waking up in another hotel room that isn't big enough or comfortable enough. Stop cramming in your daily workout or your daily meditation in unfamiliar surroundings. Stop breaking the awesome rhythm of your life for the sake of learning a new set of skills. Not all events need to be attended. And most importantly, stop trying desperately to remember everything you learned so you can share your enthusiasm with a team back home who has absolutely no context. Just stay home, where you can be your most productive self and reserve your traveling for places you'll now discover you actually have time to visit, like a real vacation with sunblock and someone else doing the dishes. Doesn't that sound better? So that's why, from now on, we will be hosting the lion's share of our events virtually. The Less Doing Leaders live event is our hallmark experience. It's always been something really special, and people always look forward to it. But it's time to evolve. We're going to be having our series finale of these events in October. And from January 2020 on, we will meet more frequently, more intimately, and more productively via virtual masterminds. We've discovered that we get a lot more done in these virtual working sessions than we ever could face-to-face, which honestly is as much a surprise to me as it may be to you. All work and no play does not in any way make Jack a dull boy. In fact, it makes him replaceable faster. We've found that in these virtual events, people connect in a way that they actually don't in person. Technology now makes it so that we can have breakout rooms, mini mastermind sessions, share information in a way that is actually quite cumbersome when you're in a room with a group of people. My favorite part about this new structure is that it allows all key team members to not just sit in on these virtual get-togethers, but bring their hesitations and challenges out in the open without any fear. We're really good at rooting out the deep-seated resistance among team members, and though this virtual delivery system might seem like a big shift, it will make things happen faster and create longer lasting progress. One of the things that I think that we do in our program that is uniquely special is supporting the team, not just the team leader. Because we know that a founder can be super excited about a new concept, a new structure, a new method, and try to bring that back to a team, and they just put up a wall. We invite the team into our program. And in in-person events, it's challenging for somebody to come and bring even two members of their team. What we're doing now is creating an opportunity for entire organizations to be involved in the teachings that we know make a difference. Now, we're going to continue to offer our one-day in-person replaceable founder intensives in New York City to people who crave that experience. but I'm going to be also teaching the entire Replaceable Founder methodology virtually through Zoom as our community becomes increasingly global, busy, and wants all the work without all the travel. So if you're ready to embark on the next part of your journey towards replaceability, just find a comfy chair, get some water, fire up Zoom, and let's get to work. Find out more at lessdoing.com.